With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Live from the Blossoms Pub
at Christmas time.
It's true.
But it is. It's Christmas time.
Christmas time, isn't it? It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It is, Tom.
So Smooth FM keeps telling me.
You love Smooth, don't you?
I know. I love Christmas tunes.
Yeah, you do buzz off Christmas, but yeah, I thought we'd do a little one-off podcast.
Do you know what one of the sections should have been? Mistletoe and Wine, but W-H-I-N-E. We have a bit of a moan.
Well, let's just do it
let's
now.
Do
you
it.
Just
there, so now the first.
I've got nothing to moan about, so
there'll be something we can find.
Oh fucking hell! I moan.
Joe
all
will
time.
Have something. Josh will have something.
Josh will have something.
Joe will have something. Miles just made the fucking.
You've seen how distorted that is.
leave it as it is. Right. So the first section is mistletoe and wine.
You're waiting for a package.
Yeah, and it will say delivery by, and you're like, all right, okay, it's going to give me a decent window. It's early in the morning, you know, at the pub, because we do daytime drinking in the morning at the pub.
Yep, doing the podcast.
Podcast. And it says, delivery by 8 p.m.
Out of order.
So what...
That's not a...
When you order a heated maiden, you expect it to, you know, come to your house early.
Is that what it is? Why don't you just go and buy one?
Because they're out of stock everywhere. They're great. It's called a... You can't actually use the... Can't use the branding name.
So yeah, a heated maiden is just to dry your clothes up.
It's called a dry soon.
We should address the fact that Charlie and Josh are in the process of moving in together, which people say is one of the most stressful things you can do in life, and you're doing it around Christmas time.
And you know what?
So
it hasn't been. It just hasn't been at all.
It hasn't been stressful.
We've been.
No, it's not. I don't think it's this bit that's stressful. It's when you're actually buying the gaff. Like, that bit is like when you're waiting for solicitors and stuff.
We're very
like.
Lucky because we use a team that had done, like, your entire family.
Yeah.
And
what about moving all the gear, though? Is that not stressful?
Just doing drips and drabs.
Yeah, and also, I'm kind of like, because I live in absolute chaos, I'm kind of using this opportunity to just start to live a bit more minimally. Because, obviously, I'm a chronic hoarder.
Are you going to stop hoarding?
We all know that's not going to happen.
What's the most obscure, like the most, like, where you know you shouldn't have hoarded it?
Obscure
but you've
collection.
Got it. You've got it still.
Well, this one's, I don't know, at first glance, if you like, my Toledo sword envelope opener.
Did you get that, though?
Charlie looked at me then with eyes that said,
fear.
That's not coming in.
So you made her open mail with it?
Yeah, well, it's just like a miniature sword, yeah.
Speaking of swords, we once had Harry Houdini's.
We did,
yeah,
we?
Dave Salmon.
We did. Harry Houdini sword for a bit. Yeah,
we did, yeah.
For a music video.
Who's that?
What?
The music video that never was.
No, you're chatting shit here.
I remember it, but I don't know who the guy is.
You don't know who Harry Houdini is?
Nope.
Magician, innit?
One of the most famous musicians to have lived.
Musicians.
Magician.
So he's famous for his disappearing act.
Well, like, escaping.
He wasn't quite a contortionist, was he?
Well, I think he was. Because, like, to get out of the jackets and stuff, you need to be, like, a bit double-jointed and stuff.
You want to see me getting out of a car?
Didn't we try and put you in a suitcase recently? Oh, like a flight case.
Flight case, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was the, Are We at Lincoln Yet? Video. that everybody laughed at.
So, yeah, there you go.
Mistletoe and wine.
Packages that don't give you a good window, which I think is very relevant for this time of year.
It is. It's not bad, is it?
This week's It's Not Hard, Is It? Is a cracker, I think.
A Christmas cracker.
That's very cracker, isn't it?
And it belongs to Charlie Salt.
Charlie Lee Salt Frog.
So as you've just heard, me and Josh have moved into a new abode.
Yeah, I just think that Miles is really getting involved in this conversation, isn't he?
Yeah. It's all right, leave
I'm
him
not moving in with him.
It's fine.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either, fuck me. I was doing some drilling at the house the other night.
I bet you were.
Fucking hell, it's not getting anywhere.
With a DeWalt drill.
I can go in. That's the most drilling in the tile.
Yeah.
When you move into a house, you often need to drill a lot of walls
you do.
And stuff.
Sand tapping.
And it got quite late in the evening and my belly started rumbling and I became a little peckish. So I looked through the blinds and I thought, ooh, a Chinese, I think. Because there's Chinese across the road.
Yeah.
Mega house.
Boss.
Yeah. Mega.
It is mega and all. As I know, they don't take card. And
it's a little bit as well. We won't say where the gaff is,
but
it's kind of, it's not.
So out in the sticks a little
signal's
bit.
Signal's a bit shit.
It's villagey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's villagey. Remote.
So anyway, the cash machine is at the co-op, which is further down the road. That had shut up. The shutters were down. So I walked into the pub just to see if they'll do, you know, cash back and that. I said, "Hi, love. You don't know where the nearest cash machine is since the co-op was closed." She said, "Are you in your car?" So I said, "No, I'm on foot." She said, "Oh, Jesus, it's about 2 miles down the road at the garage." Don't know why I'm doing it in a Yorkshire accent. Anyway, these two Scotch blokes turned round and said, "I'll give you 20 quid." Pulled out a crispy 20 from his pocket and said, "That's an act of kindness for Christmas."
It's not hard, is it?
He's a lovely guy.
The following morning, I was able to buy breakfast with it as well. You can get a long way. You can go a long way on a 20 quid.
How was the Chinese?
It's a cracking Chinese.
Nice.
Is it?
Mega.
Mega.
It's actually good, Josh. You're into your Chinese, aren't you?
People have Chinese for Christmas Day, don't they?
Curry's a good big thing at Christmas Day.
Christmas dinner's a, you know, staple piece of the festive season, isn't it? Yeah.
Do you go for nut roast? MK.
Nut roast.
Spit roast.
Nut roast. Nut roast.
We asked the world of Twitter to ask us some festive questions, and a lot of them were, you know, surrounding the Christmas dinner vibe.
Right.
As you'd imagine.
And a lot of people said, well, Lee Broadhurst asked, sprouts or fuck sprouts?
Sprouts.
Sprouts. You know what's a shame? How sprouts aren't like a dish.
Like a staple.
Dish, you know what I mean? Like a part of a dish, yeah.
Some people have them with a Sunday dinner, don't they?
They should be.
I like sprouts.
My mum and dad often do sprouts.
Yeah.
Why are they called Brussels sprouts, though?
Because they come from Brussels.
Brussels or Brussels?
Careful.
It must be. Should we have a look?
Brussels. Go on, find out where the Brussels sprouts come from. I like them. I'm a big fan.
Brussels sprouts with little bacon bits. Fucking mega.
I've never had them.
See, I've said this before, I don't like pigs in blankets.
You're fucking mad.
But I think we've talked about this before.
You're mad.
But I like bacon and I like sausage, but I don't like pigs in
blankets.
You're
mad.
I know.
I just don't get you.
I know, I don't like it.
Brussels sprouts are named after the fact they... Brussels sprouts are named after the fact that they were made in Belgium in the 16th century, so yeah.
How are they made?
Just grow, don't they?
Yeah.
On a petri dish. Can't make it.
Well, no.
Someone shrunk a lettuce.
I replaced the word cultivated.
Cultivated.
Because I couldn't read it.
So, cultivated mass.
You couldn't read. With them, the first thing is you went, "I've replaced the word cultivated because I couldn't read it."
I couldn't read it. Yeah. So they come from Belgium. 16th century, though. So they've been there for a while.
Josh, what was it like?
Yeah.
You know what? It was a lot better back then. So was the condition of my spine.
Holly_Sophia says, favourite part of Christmas dinner?
Stuffing.
I'm going to go, you know, it's quite obvious, I fucking love the roast potatoes.
Mm.
Often soaked in duck fat.
Yorkshire pudding, I think.
See, a lot of people were asking, Yorkshire pudding on a Christmas dinner or not?
Yeah, loads of people don't Yorkshire pudding on a Christmas dinner.
How come?
I think because it's Yorkshire pudding's better go with beef, innit?
Oh, you see, I wouldn't know that. I just have it with just a standalone.
See, I have mint sauce on every single Sunday dinner. You better have that with lamb, but I have it with beef, chicken, turkey.
That's mad.
My dad, I've said this before, my dad's has an allergic reaction to turkey, doesn't he?
Remember? Does he?
When his head goes really red.
I'm not a big fan of turkey.
That's going...
You know,
it's quite dry, isn't it, Josh?
Well, that's why you've got to put an orange up its ass and stuff, haven't you?
Why, what does that do?
Well, I don't know. It just keeps it, like, stops it drying out, doesn't it,
moist,
I think? Joel, no.
Well, an orange, it keeps it moist.
It's a citrus enema.
Is it similar to why they put in a pig's mouth, they put, like,
an apple?
I feel like turkey...
I like turkey, mate. It reminds you of Christmas, that's why.
The pig's head? Is this when Chaz found a pig's head just on the road or something?
No, there was an house on Orr Street.
Yeah.
Like a medieval banquet in the kitchen.
Fucking hell.
There was a pig's head on the table. No word of a lie.
Were they all dressed up in the get?
No, just in normal get. Ruffles.
That's bizarre.
Yeah, I once went to Portugal and saw a pig's head in the shop. It's really scared me.
It's one of Christmas markets.
Yeah. Yeah, there is in Manchester. There's like this pig that's just sprawled out. Like
is there? Yeah.
That was bad. You probably look at that and go, oh. I looked at that and went, fucking get me a pop. It's stuff inside it right now.
So you looked at its melted eyelids and you were like, that's boss.
I just, the food chain, innit?
Yeah, I know, but when you look at its head, it's weird, innit?
I know what you mean, Miles.
Do you know what I mean?
It's quite intense, innit?
It is intense.
But I've just had a sausage boy, so. Joe Leek 99 says, what's the worst present you've been given at Christmas?
See, that's a bit insensitive, innit? Someone's chosen that.
I know, but sometimes.
Sometimes, though, have you ever opened a present for? You've not fucking thought about that.
I got a fucking metal detector once.
Do you know what?
That's cool.
I'd love a metal detector.
Yeah, but it was one. It was like, you know, what are you going to find in Stockport?
Mm. I once buried £3.
Why?
Don't know. Me, Ryan, and Hannah buried £3. In like 10 p's, 5 p's, and that in a bag.
Fuck it.
What's the point?
Don't know. It's supposed to be like a.
How old were you?
Oh, we were like 9.
Did you use it, Tom?
Did I use it? I think I used it in my back garden a couple of times.
Just find out.
And no, fuck all. It was, that's not the worst present. That's just the first thing that sprang to mind where I was a bit like, what am I going to do with this?
Have you ever had a thing where you think you're getting something?
Yeah.
I did this, like my mum did it once. She was like, when I was younger, my mum used to open like her wardrobe where she kept some of the presents and like show you the bag that your present was in. Do you know what I mean? Be like, oh, he's coming. Like that. Leaning Santa.
Yeah, I couldn't say Father Christmas is real and he's coming.
I couldn't say Father Christmas when I was little.
What do you mean?
I had a harsh lisp, so I can't speak properly now. But I had a harsh lisp. I used to call him Father Mishmash.
Oh,
fuck's sake. Mum said the other day, I was like, oh. Like, I said it to Sophia, I was like, oh, Father Mishmash. And what's that? I was like, my mum used to call Father Christmas Father Mishmash. I went around someone and was like, no, you used to call it because you couldn't speak properly. I was like, boss.
Go on, what's your
point? Anyway. She used to be like, Father Mishmash is coming. And I used to be like, yeah, Father Mishmash.
Foxy.
And it was this bag, right? And it was this city bag. You know, the Manchester City thingy bag.
What, sack?
No, like, you know, just the plastic bag that you get, like, that you just pick up your stuff in.
Right.
And I really wanted at the time this.
So she'd bought you something from City?
Yeah, I really wanted this City jacket. Like, it was like a training jacket. It was like the old badge. And it was like dead smart and I really wanted it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I was like, oh, I've got it.
And what was it?
Chris Eve went to sleep like, oh, I can't wait to get this City jacket. It was City tracksuit bottoms.
Oh, man.
I was still grateful, and I got a lot of wear out of them, but you know when you just like, I really wanted that jacket?
Yeah.
And it was the truth.
I remember, like, early 2000s, I wanted, or whenever it was, late 90s, I wanted, a computer, like a PC. So I asked for, you know, a computer.
An Acorn?
No, I got a Sega Mega Drive, which is still...
Oh, but
boss, but it was like, obviously, you know, by the year 2000, Mega Drives were kind of, they weren't in fashion by then, were they? And I wanted a computer, and I remember opening it, thinking I was getting a computer. But then, you know, got loads of miles out of that Mega Drive, you know, Sonic the Hedgehog and that, so.
Sonic,
the initial opening
man.
Was like, that's not what I wanted, but
that's what I
loved
like,
it.
The tracksuit bottoms, like, but, you know.
Do you know what's more heartbreaking? Imagine you're, like, giving someone a gift,
and
you can see in their eyes they don't like it, and it's like, oh,
I do that every year with my sister. I just get her a voucher, and I can see every time she's like, you lazy little fucker.
Oh, yeah, but at least you've not broke their heart.
But the other, I remember getting, I got a present once, and this is dead tight, but it was from like, you know, family friends, and I was a bit older.
That's who got me, well, I think, yeah,
the metal detector.
They got me the metal detector.
That's it. He's like family friends. You sort of see him every now and then at family do's and stuff.
Funny, that.
You see him at family do's, don't you, every now and then?
I see you opening it, being really disappointed.
Fucking melody.
Don't do that again, okay? So you see him at family do's, don't you? And then, like, Christmas Day, you see him quite a lot. Or they come round, don't you? Like, oh, yeah. I remember I was a bit old and they got me, like, this... It was like Lego dragons. Do you know, just a bit too old? And I remember running upstairs with it and hiding it under the wardrobe. I was meeting my mate, James Woodfinden, soon. He was coming round because he just got new bikes.
I was too old. Someone got me, like, a DVD called Dinosaurs on Earth. I was like, you don't know me. And I'm like 14. I was like, why have you got me dinosaurs?
You don't know me.
Fuck it up.
But saying that, my mum sent me a photo. She was cleaning out the gaff the other day.
Yeah, are we doing Christmas presents this year to each other?
Oh, that's what I think at most of the tour said, what's the best present you've received off each other? We do birthday presents to each other, don't we?
Yeah, we do, yeah.
I got probably the best present off you guys. You got me a vintage Martin guitar.
Signed by
Noel Gallagher, which was, you know...
Pretty decent.
You got me to top that eye with a suitcase.
We won't bother with any more presents.
No. That's probably the best, I'd say, isn't it?
I think that was the best.
But we usually get each other luggage, don't we, for like practical shit for being on tour, basically.
Yeah.
My mum was cleaning out the house the other day and she found an old, because my, like you were saying, Josh, you're a hoarder. My mum's a
absolutely.
Hoarder.
Right.
So she's still got like the letter I wrote to Father Christmas.
Oh yeah, you showed me this. This is mint.
The wording on it's quite funny.
Yeah.
So this is in 2001.
How old have you been then?
Go on, chat. Eight.
Oh, little 8-year-old.
So 8-year-old Tom said,
"Dear Saint Nick, for Christmas, please can I have?"
With that, do you think you believed in Santa this point?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, did you?
He's real, isn't he? Anyway, I'm still like, you know, buzzing about Christmas at this point. I still buzz off it now, but more for like the bevs and the food. But this is,
"Dear Saint Nick, for Christmas, please can I have FIFA 2001 PlayStation 1 game?
Boss.
Zombie Nation CD. Mojo CD."
Which is, wow. What tune's that, Chaz?
Lady, Hear Me Tonight.
Boss tune.
"The 1986 World Cup final between Argentina and England video."
Which is quite specific for an 8-year-old.
That's a bit of your...
Mexico 86.
Yeah.
That's a bit of your insanity in that.
That's when Maradona did the Hand of God. I was obsessed with it. So Maradona, we lost that game. I don't know why.
You're mad.
Football crazy.
Chocolate mad.
"Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Electronic game, age 6 to 7.
I had that.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Love how don't you make him jealous. Why have you put the age of it?
I don't know.
"Queen Greatest Hits."
Tunes.
Nice.
"The Baha Men CD, Who Let the Dogs Out."
Was it the Baha Men?
Yeah.
Rock
DJ Robbie Williams.
And
Huge Hits of the 80s CD.
Which, wow, you know, as an 8-year-old, I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah.
And then a
record player.
Nice. All them CDs.
That breaks me up.
Record player to play albums, but then my mum said, "We couldn't find your record player, so I just got you a portable CD player." Miles, give
me a fact. Hey guys.
Bullshit.
So we'll start off. Obviously, it's Christmas.
Time.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, mate.
So we'll start off with a, you know, proper one, which is Christmas is a contraction of Christ's Mass,
which
is derived from the Middle English Christmas. So it's like...
That still makes sense to me then.
No, it's
Christmas.
Yeah. Right,
are you trying to say Christmas?
It's spelled C-R-I-S-T-E-M-A-S-S-E. That's a weird word. So yeah, it comes from... fucking hell. It just comes from 1038. That's when it was first recorded.
Wow.
The word Christmas. Yeah. 1038.
So, you know,
Josh, what was it like?
Well, I was looking up the other day, you know, people have been knocking about Manchester since 79.
AD.
Like AD, but.
Right, yeah. Since 79.
Yeah, but you know how you say year, like. You know,
the early 70s.
1997. As in literally the year 79. People, like, built like a fort here in Manchester.
Yeah.
Well, Stockport's very old, isn't it? Like, Roman, isn't it, Stockport?
What it used to be called?
Stockford.
Well done.
Carry on, Miles, sorry.
These are kind of... I might not use this one, it's a bit destroying, isn't it? But Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, was invented for a US firm's Christmas promotion in 1938.
Yeah.
So...
Sorry, kids.
That's one. The word carol actually means dance or song of praise and joy.
She was always a bitch. I'm sorry, you're always a bitch. <loser. laughs>
Is it?
Who's the band's Grinch, would you say?
Josh.
He's the hairiest, that he?
Cheers.
It's true.
If someone's got to be it, I reckon I'm just based on because you hate kids and Christmas is quite kids themed.
Now, let's not openly out my hatred for children. Let's just say I find it difficult to converse with them. Like, for example, like if someone's like, "Oh, Josh, this is so-and-so's kid, say hello." And I'm just like, shake the hand, you know, and then immediately proceed to go to the bathroom to wash my hands because they are so unsanitary. And oh god, ugh, Jesus,
the Grinch.
See there, that whole thing was quite Grinch-like.
Yeah, there's not really many bizarre Christmas facts other than proper ones, really. So.
Someone asked us on Twitter if we were all baubles, what would we be? But how many different baubles you get?
I'd be incredibly fragile.
A lot.
You only go to the garden centre and there's them like crystal ones that are really expensive. And if you just touch them, they shatter. That'd be me.
How about you, Chaz? What bauble would you be?
I'd be the most phallic bauble.
Fucking hell.
You could put that in, it's funny.
Yeah.
Go on, Tom, what would you be?
What bauble would I be?
I think you'd be the angel.
Cheers, mate. Yeah, you'd be up on the top.
There you go.
That's not a bauble.
The hierarchy of blossoms there.
I am the Christmas angel.
Yeah. boss.
I know which one you'd be.
Here we fucking go.
Oh, Tom.
You'd be the bass, Miles.
The bass?
The tree.
Boss. You can get Christmas baubles with like gin or whiskey in them.
Ooh.
And when you take them off, you put them in your little cup.
No, I know what you'd be. You'd be a snow globe. So when you shake it, it gets quite frantic, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Miles would be like, not you'd be like one from the pound shop or something like that.
You've fallen off the tree on the floor.
You can get like you get little chocolates for your tree.
I think you'd be like a dead like.
I know
you. You always want to. Well, sometimes you care what you look like, don't you?
Sometimes. Fuck off!
No, he's always fucking about with his hair and stuff,
fucking,
isn't he?
Yeah, cares about what his head looks like, but not what he's fucking
you'd
wearing.
True.
You'd be the foil wrapper left on the tree when someone's eating the chocolate out of it.
I'd take that with no offense. I genuinely
would. You'd be the chocolate coin.
Chocolate coin.
Yeah, you're quite chocolate coiny.
I'd be the angel on top.
Have you listened? We just said Tom's up.
Oh, shit. I'd be the star on top.
I'll be the angel on top.
You're chatting shit, mate.
Jingle Bells is actually written for Thanksgiving.
Sorry,
oh, no.
It's not.
Ooh, for Thanksgiving.
For Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
You nearly said New Year's Eve, then.
Jingle bells. Jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. So what, did it have different lyrics before?
There'd be a bit more substance to this
if you went on the Wikipedia for it, it wouldn't just say like that one sentence, would it?
The way he said
you'd have more.
He went into New Year's before he said Thanksgiving. It's utter bullshit.
It's quite suspicious, that.
Well, the lyrics say, oh, it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, and Santa's not knocking about on Thanksgiving, is he? Here we go, he's going to go, it's actually true.
It's actually true.
Go on then, how?
I don't know, I just read it on Google. Thought it was mad.
Bet the lyrics were different though.
Jingle Bells was written for Thanksgiving, not Christmas.
They don't have Santa at fucking Thanksgiving though, did they?
No. It doesn't say Santa, does it though? It just says on a one-horse open sleigh. Anyone can ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Yeah, but it's surrounded.
You've just single-handedly ruined it.
The song was written in 1857
Thanksgiving.
By James Lord Pierpont.
Thanksgiving's like the 24th of November, is it?
And it was published under the title One Horse Open Sleigh.
Wow.
It was supposed to be played in the composer's Sunday school class during Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
This is my lisp, leave me alone.
Father Mishmash.
Oh, don't. It was supposed to be played in the composer's Sunday school class during Thanksgiving.
Why are you struggling with giving?
I don't know. Thanksgiving. I think it's the Thanksgiving. As a way to commemorate
the famed
Medford sleigh races. Ah, Jingle Bells also. Right, so apparently
hell,
some,
it,
yeah, it was
actually well, we were
had
wrong.
You, I had you all there, no, you little fuckers.
Yeah, I would have thought that was Christmas all the way.
Are you ready?
So we've got a game.
Well, since it's Christmas, you know, when you got the family round, you always play board games, don't you?
Yep.
And we've got
watch films and play board games.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Eat chocolate.
I mean, Emily brought this round, didn't we, to yours? Like a year or two ago, didn't we?
It's called Don't Panic.
Players of teams get topics and see how fast they can name them before time runs out. It's great fun because you usually know the answer. It's just a question of how quickly you can name them.
6 units of measurement.
Fucking hell, millimetres, centimetres, inches, square metres, cubic feet and kilometres.
Could have said miles. Could have said yards.
Is that right? Yeah, so the timer ticks down from 10 and I landed on
6.
So it took me 4 seconds to get it. Landed on 6, so I moved 6 points.
So this game's called Don't Panic, and if anybody knows me well, panic is a large part of my life. So this is going to be interesting.
Which one's the purple? Is it purple? Yeah. What? Which one?
The second to bottom one.
Right. This is good.
Which counter am I? White one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Hang on a second. Wait. Right.
So, Josh.
Yeah.
5.
Oh, God.
Car troubles.
Clutch going. Rusty brake pads. Cracked windscreen.
2 more.
Flat tyre. And a... holy exhaust.
6 for Josh. Which one are you, Josh? Are you white? Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That was all right, wasn't it?
Josh, that's yours for Charlie.
Ready?
Yeah, mum.
6.
6.
Asian countries.
Okay, Turkmenistan, Pakistan, India, China, and Japan.
That's 5.
5. Oh. Taiwan.
Nice.
5? Oh,
nice.
Taiwan.
Is that 7 or 8?
That's 8, that.
It is actually, I reckon it's 8.
Stick me 8 on there, go on. Yeah, that's 8.
Wow, there. You can't talk, can you?
Red.
So currently, Chaz is in the lead.
Red.
This might not come across well on the podcast.
Okay, Miles, you ready?
Nope.
I want you to name 6 queens.
Freddie Mercury. Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth, but she's like the Queen of Canada.
That's the same queen.
She's on the fucking thing.
Yeah, that's the same queen.
Freddie Mercury. What's the fucking guitarist called? Brian Cox. Is that him or is that someone else? Brian May. There's a fucking cat guy in it. Brian May. The Queen of Spain.
No, Queen of Spain.
Oh,
shots to him, man.
You could just say the Queen of anything.
Queen bees.
You got 3. I don't fucking know any queens. Is anyone else? I don't fucking know him.
I would struggle on that too far.
Fucking. Queen Latifah, Queen of Sheba.
Queen Elizabeth the 1, 2, 3.
It's not 3, is it?
Queen Elizabeth the 3rd, isn't it?
Second the one at the moment.
Second, yeah.
What? Wait, what was the Henry the 8th one? Anne Boleyn.
She wasn't a queen, was she?
She was married though, wasn't she?
Queen Victoria.
Yeah, but it's just...
They were married, weren't they? Or was he just, I don't know, not married to her?
It wasn't the reigning situation, was it?
Queen. They were just his wives, weren't they?
Yeah. I don't think we know enough about when it gets to that point, but yeah, Monica. Miles, 0 points.
Cheers, man. Okay, me reading for Joe now. 4 Eurovision songs.
He's just dropped the mic. Hard that.
Eurovision songs?
Yeah.
Fucking hate Eurovision. It's always fucking Rick, the Eagles.
Just a little bit. That was one, wasn't it? Just a little
Waterloo.
Bit.
Waterloo.
Not all litter.
What's the fucking Dan Sampson. Week school. School's out. So it's called something like that.
Rockefeller. Summer. Rockefeller song.
Who's that, man?
You see, I fucking hate your
fuck's
always,
one.
It's always rigged. We always do mint.
Is that the 90s one?
What was the one with 70s. All the fucking heavy fucking metal ones? Do you remember that when they were all dressed up as like mad characters? Josh knows that one.
I don't know the name of it.
Oh, fuck it.
Right, well, there we go. And that is Don't Panic. Who won? I think we can say that Charlie won.
Charlie won.
Miles was last and everyone in between. Yep. There we go.
There you go.
That's it.
So we're going to talk about...
The making of...
Your girlfriend.
Not the making of your girlfriend, the making of your girlfriend, the song.
The song.
That happened in the early 90s.
Stems back to the 19th of June 2018. And I had the idea of writing a song called, well, something about girlfriend. I obviously had the idea, like I said, about writing a song about friend's girlfriend, you know, a person who's in love with a friend's girlfriend. I thought it was a good idea for a song.
Was this before or after you read the blog?
No, I went looking for the blog after this, but I had the idea from seeing it like, on the telly or something. Like, right. I wanted to get the word girlfriend into, like, a song title. Mm-hmm. And then, originally, I was going to call one... I wanted to call the song Girlfriend Is Ringing In My Ears. I just got that title from somewhere. Well, it's a long song title, but I was listening to a lot of Talking Heads and stuff, and then I was in the shower one day and this melody came to me. Probably after listening to a lot of Talking Heads and then I recorded it.
Girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. Oh, your girlfriend
is that you in the shower?
In my ears again.
It's in the bathroom.
Oh, it's a bit
I've just got out the shower.
Ears again. So you're bollock naked when you're doing that?
No, I've got a towel on. But when it goes, ears, that's one of my favourite things. The melody's the same. I've not changed the words by that point. But obviously, I've got the hook of girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. 10 more minutes later, and I've got, well, I'll just play it. I think I've got the verse melody. And
only 10 minutes later?
I'm a man. See the girls, it seems to that all
that slapping in the background's quite off-putting.
It's quite Sims, that, isn't it? Sounds like The Sims.
Well, yeah, so there's the... I ain't got the movie charm line. Right. More charm than most movie stars, but I've got the... So then I've gone away, and obviously after that, finished, like, the first verse and the first chorus, and we did a demo of it... and then everyone's parts went on.
This so is our demo in here.
This was our demo. That's the Lynn drum. I said I wanted to sound like Talking Heads. We had a Talking Heads kind of drum beat, didn't we, Joe? Charlie, literally the first thing you played on the bass, that, wasn't it?
It was over there, wasn't it?
Then you got the slide out.
Yeah, so we got this, we picked up this lap steel for free, and I don't always played this little motif on the guitar, and then because what, you know, what key's the song in, we didn't, I had no idea how to tune this slide steel properly because there's so many different things, so I just tuned it to the D, which the song is in, and then it was all open, so the same riff that I used to do on the guitar worked.
Yeah, you had the
and then we put in the big slides and it sounded dope.
And now your girlfriend is ringing in my ears again. It's no sure shot, but she likes all my favourite things. I know I shouldn't.
And it sounds pretty similar to the actual recording of the demo, really. The song's pretty much done.
I hadn't wrote any of the second verse or the mid-late by this point, so the song just ended there on the demo. It was like a 1 minute 20 demo that we used to live with for a while, and we were all buzzing off it. And then, yeah, so this is where the demo finishes there. So then obviously it was kind of different to anything we'd done at the time, wasn't it? We were like, is this a bit mad? But there was something about it that we really liked. So that was June. We obviously were busy over the summer doing gigs, and I think I went back to the song, which is unusual for me. I normally finish them all kind of...
there and then.
There and then. And September 11th, 2018, and I finished it with the middle eight. I remember being buzzing with the middle eight on this one.
Really strong
middle eight. Reminded me of something at the time. It's a little bit like that.
It's one of them.
So there you go. We did a full demo of that version, didn't we, I think?
It's one of them middle eights that the crowd really, really sing along to, isn't it?
Everyone sings the middle eight.
So many of the parts of the demo actually made it onto the real record.
Yeah, the slide guitar.
The pads.
What were you saying about the slide guitar?
Well, the actual one off the demo, we couldn't recreate it at Power Street.
In the studio, it kind of sounded too bluesy, didn't it? There was something like shit but good about it.
Because we used the insect repellent cam. We didn't have an actual bar for the lap steel.
Oh, shit, yeah.
So we just used like a Boots own brand insect repellent. And that's because when you listen to it, if you actually listen to it, there's so many mistakes on
it. Yeah, and then this is a slow down ending. I heard they got engaged and the big slide in. So that's the demo, and that's pretty much identical to the record. The only thing, and when James Skelly heard it, he was like, it needs some and he came up with the chugging, and he added that bit on, which then became the finished version. And loads of parts stayed from the demo, like the slide guitar, and probably one of my favourite singles we've ever done to date. And it was one of them again where everyone's parts kind of just kept making the song better and better. As you can hear how it started off in the shower of just me, the melody of then took on a life of its own.
It is such a good
tune. Just James, after the produce. So and then we jibbed the Lynn drums that were on the demo because they were kind of too big in 80s, weren't they? And we've done a lot of that on Cool Like You.
Yeah, that Lynn drum's like a dead famous 80s drum machine, so it was and we had that loads in Cool Like You. So.
James made the drums a bit tighter and a bit more Tame Impala or something, didn't he?
I played a lot of drums on this. Because on previous records, we've done like a lot of looping and stuff. And your girlfriend is ringing in my ears. Like the engine and things like that.
Yeah, it's all smoking this. Shot, but she likes all
my favourite things. There we go.
Tune.
Great song. Yeah. I think it kind of opened up a realm because we were like, my God, we've got like a slide guitar and all this going on. Then it
went on the radio.
It absolutely went off on the radio.
Opened up the freedom to the rest of the record.
The scary thing was like, oh, a Radio 1 going to play a tune with a slide guitar on it? And it was a very successful song.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I think it is.
You're in for a treat on the next album, Foolish Loving Spaces. Yeah.
Which is released
31st of January.
I hope some people have pre-ordered it for Christmas.
Can you
pre-order for Christmas?
You can pre-order, but you're not going to get it on Christmas.
Pre-order it for Christmas.
give
the person a little A4 piece of paper. Say you've got the album. It's coming.
Yeah,
and also, if you
live.
Buy the album, it means we might get a number one again, which will be dead nice, and we'll be all dead happy.
I pre-ordered the glow in the dark vinyl.
Looks
did you?
Boss, that, you know,
it's great.
So please pre-order us.
We might have a few surprises in store for you.
in the coming year as well.
Maybe, yeah, maybe. Mm.
But, yeah, we just want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
Look after each other.
Happy New Year. Love one another and stay safe.
Yeah, make sure if you do drink, drink responsibly.
And yeah, just enjoy yourself.
Don't do anything Charlie wouldn't.
Dig into them celebrations.
Or heroes.
I'm going to get some fucking Twiglets after this, you know.
You fucking buzz
off Twiglets. Been craving
them
at home.
Interesting.
Yeah. Josh, anything you're craving?
Just a good sit down.
See you, everyone.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to a very special festive edition of a Blossoms podcast.
Well, that was fun. We sat around, talked about Christmas-related things. Always like a themed chat, which is relatively interesting. Played a game called Don't Panic, which is ironic.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.